Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
It's all about lifting up the hands in the sanctuary. Good morning, you're listening to Deborah Jackson Live and on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We thank you for tuning in today, and we've got a treat. We're new vision, new focus, and we're all about focusing about the kingdom of God. And perhaps today you just have just not been focused as you woke up this morning. So we want to just encourage you this morning to look up to the hills from which your help comes. Your help comes from the Lord. We want you to just lift up your hands, as the song says, in the sanctuary, whether you're in your room or in your dining room, or just arrived at your job, or whatever destination, lift up your hands and give God the praise, because he deserves all the praise and all the glory. And it had not been for the Lord on our side, where will we be this morning? We are here on Blog Talk Radio to bring music with a message to heal the soul. So we thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell one soul that Deborah Jackson Live on Blog Talk Radio every morning at 7 o'clock a.m. Why? Because if depression has you down, oppression profound, and you need a healing for your soul, you need to tune in. Yes, we're going to go live every week, 7 days a week, 24/7. You can listen, whether live or just going on Blog Talk Radio, Deborah Jackson Live. Yes, we're live. Yes, we're praising God this morning, because, again, if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And I just thank him and I praise him. This is a evangelistic outreach ministry of Deborah Jackson. Evangelistic Outreach Ministry. And we are just want to raise up the praise in the city of Harrisburg and throughout the nation. We are facing in the next 5 days an election of president to serve this country, to serve this nation. And the Bible says that that we are to seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So, my beloved, I pray that you are looking unto the hills from which your help comes from, because we need God like never before. Yes, we do. We need God like never before. So I want you to call in at 657-383-0957. If you're toll free, it's 877-497-1796. Again, you're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. A new episode, new time, and new vision. Ethan, the Ezraite Heights, In Psalms 89 says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth. Will I make known the faithfulness to all generations? This morning you woke up with thoughts on your mind from yesterday, and you just can't shake it off. So this is to those of you who are worrying about what's going to happen, when you should just let go and let God have his way. So this goes out to you who trouble pressing forward to a higher mark in Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Looking, let go. That's when things start happening. And the reason why you should let go, because you and I are highly, we're blessed and highly favored. So no, you ought to let go. And let go. And let go. And let God. Thank you.
Thank you. to bless the highly favor, and God's blessing is not grievous, but is blessing us with life more abundantly. So encourage yourself today. Because if it was out without him, we can do nothing. That's why we give praise.
Never could. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare, never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. With all the stuff, all the wonderful things, I realize something because I have you to hold on to.
This is it. Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. This is her new programming on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. And for those of you just tuning in, we're raising the praise to encourage Monday through Fridays the saints. We're gathering the saints that have made sacrifice and have made a covenant. Those that are in leadership, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We know that you have such a task serving as kingdom servants. The Bible says that they that are greatest among you, let him serve. So we have refocused our program, and we just want to take this time out to rise, shine, and encourage you all. And we're going to take time every Monday through Friday with prayer and praise. And on Mondays is a special prayer and praise day for all the apostles. And on Tuesdays are the prophets. And on Wednesday, the evangelists. And on Thursday, the pastors. And on Friday, teachers. Why? Because the Bible says to encourage those that are in leadership and give them not just lip service, but also heart service. Serve with a heart, a joyful heart, a heart that is pure, a heart that knows how to speak encouraging words, words that bring life, words that heal the soul. So for those of you, all the pastors, we're going to celebrate you today. We're going to celebrate Pastor Florence Abdullah, Pastor Tommy of Believer's Tabernacle of Faith out of York, and Pastor Florence Abdullah of Grace and Mercy's Church of Middletown, and then also Pastor Kathy Wright of True Vine out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And also we want to celebrate Pastor Roberta Thomas of Fountain Gate Church and Ministry, also Pastor Darrell Taylor of New Jerusalem AME Church of Stilton, PA, and The list can go on and on. But you know who you are. And we just want to celebrate all the pastors throughout Harrisburg, throughout Middletown, Stilton, throughout the surrounding areas. All the pastors, not just limited to Central Pennsylvania, but all those that are shepherding God's flock. The Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. So we're praying that you're encouraged today. We're praying that your family is encouraging you today. We're praying that all the leaders from the pulpit to the door, I mean, talk about the ushers, you greeters, hey, the first impression starts at the door. The Bible says that enter into his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. So enter in his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. We need to lift up the name of Jesus today through our lifestyle. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have the Holy Spirit dwell in us. It is at the fruit of our lips that we release blessings. It's at the fruit of our lips that we lift up praise. So I encourage you, I challenge you to go to the mirror and just tell yourself, I am the righteousness of Christ. I am the seed of Abraham. I'm blessed and highly favored. I am that I am. I am a child of God. I am a son, a daughter of Christ. I am a son and daughter here on earth representing the kingdom of God. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My beloved, as John said, I wish above all things that thy prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson live on www.blogtalkradio. We were created for praise, and we're going to continue the flow of praise which we immerse the I challenge you at noonday prayer. But take the time out at noon and pray. Jesus told his disciples, can you just pray for 1 hour? Well, I challenge you. 1 hour of prayer can make a big difference in your day. It can make a big difference in someone that you know that is going through. So I challenge you to pray 1 hour a day and watch depression go away. Watch your mindset transform to the mind of Christ. And if you'd like to make that challenge and share your testimony, you can call me at 657-383-0957. But toll free is 877-497-1796. I challenge you to praise him in the good time as well as in the bad time.
Open your mouth right now.
That we were created to praise him.
Yeah.
praise is what we do. If you got a praise, you got a testimony, we want to hear your testimony. We want to encourage you to maintain your praise. Kurt Carr has a song entitled, I Almost Let Go. Well, we want you to know that God's grace and his mercy is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. This is for you, those that have thought about contemplating suicide. The life belongs to God, the creator of heaven and earth, and he's creator of all things. So if you feel like giving up, put your hands in God's hands. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. Trust him. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Join me every Friday morning, actually 7 days a week, for a new episode, new time, new vision, raising a praise to heal the soul. What we see dimly and through a glass darkly comes to light through praise. So I'm challenging you, the listeners, to wake up with a praise and learn the importance of praise and prayer when depression has you down and oppression pulls down. Hebrews 12:13 says, therefore, lift up your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio. I invite you to join me in reaching 1,000 souls, leading souls to the heart of God here on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. If you'd like to be a guest or like to know more information about our ministry, give us a call at 717-379-1503. If you're looking to expand your ministry, you're looking to do the work of ministry, business, and advocacy more effectively, join me at the MBA seminars in your area. Give me a call at 717-999-4463. If you have a special prayer request or press the special song that you would like to hear on this program, call us at 717-999-4463.
I'm with you. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I have to say so. Oh, let me know if I'm
Well, we're coming to a close, and we thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Our purpose is to cultivate a spirit of unity in every community. Psalms 133 says, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the unity. It commands the blessing. It's like the oil poured down on Aaron's field, commanding the blessings of the Lord. Know that you're blessed to be a blessing. So when we cultivate that spirit of unity, it's through our prayers and our praise. Many find themselves depressed, oppressed, because they don't know how to pray and how to praise. It sounds strange, and many lives and relationships fail because of the inability of one another's inability to show love, to show respect, to nourish themselves and others with love. The essence of prayer is unprayerless. It's prayerless. And we communicate with God with our prayers, and God answers. Like the Bible says in Isaiah, the King Isaiah, I believe it was the 38th chapter, King Isaiah was ill, was sick. And the prophet Isaiah gave him a word from God. He told him to pray. And the king and God extended his years. 15 years. That's the power of prayer. And praise, well, we were created to praise God in spirit and in truth. Prayer and praise are separate but yet powerful. So when you take the time out, wake up, rise, shine. We're on 7 a.m., 5 days a week, live. So we encourage you, we challenge you to rise, shine. Praise God. Let your prayer be, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, God, for who you are, for allowing me to be called a child of the Most High God. Many have been raised in families, but been in institutions where there is no parental role models, where they were complimented or praised for just being. Know this, we are all a child of God, and every soul belongs to God. So, my beloved, I encourage you to lift up your spirit, not just in the good, but also in the bad. Praise the Lord at all times. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noonday. Praise Him in the evening. And expect a healing for your soul. Tune in at 11 p.m. on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. We're moving forward, my beloved. So, come, rise, shine, and give God the glory, for He deserves all the glory. So, you ready to move forward? Hezekiah Walker, closing out with Hezekiah Walker, moving forward. Tell your neighbor, it's a new season, it's a new episode, a new time, new birth, new vision, raising the praise is over so on Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live on www.blogtalkradio.com. Yeah.
Yeah.